So with that, joys, concerns, and praises you might have this morning. The ones that we know of that we keep on the list is on there. One that just been added was Karen Alford, and I think you've got some latest information. The patient information at the hospital wouldn't give me any information, which is unusual because I can usually get it.
I sent a message to Daniel, and he responded back that he was requesting love and prayers from everybody. Dana, the daughter, Karen's appearing, Daniel's daughter, texted me and said, "Did you know that I'm mom?" And I said, "Yes." And she said, "Well," I said, "How is she doing?" And she said they were headed to the hospital, that she was not breathing on her own and unconscious, and it didn't look good.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the last I heard. But obviously broken, and that's their mom, a great lady, Karen. So just prayers for them and interceding for Karen.
Thank you.
Dana texted me last night. And she said to be sure and keep them all in prayer, that they were having to make a decision what to do. And she said, "We're really struggling."
Yeah, I can imagine.
And I had my neighbor passed away this morning, Sylvester Shields.
Oh,
who's bringing them down?
Oh, Sharon. You're not Sharon.
No.
I knew it right.
My niece has left Patrick Air Force Base, and she is in Baltimore, and she will be leaving tomorrow morning to go to London for 3 years. My brother and sister-in-law got to go down. They left Sunday and came back Thursday, and now my sister-in-law, Bonnie Fox, she has tested positive for COVID now, and they usually keep the grandkids. So they're in isolation now, and they are not, well, my sister-in-law more than my brother, because he has his man cave and his 80-inch TV that he goes to and his cave. But she's having a really difficult time because she can't visit her father, who is on oxygen, and she lost her mother last year. I think last year, a year and a half ago. And so she does a lot for him and is his caregiver, if you will. And she can't see the grandkids, so prayers for Dave and Bonnie Fox. They're stuck in the house together. One upstairs, one downstairs.
Is that your maiden name, Fox?
Yes.
Ah, okay. Now I understand your email address, Brave Fox. I was wondering about that.
Mm-hmm.
So now I know. Anybody else? Please.
My brother got to come home this week. My older brother is not in rehab anymore. I got him at home, but we don't know how long he'll be there. But prayers for the whole family, mm-hmm. because they're really having time with
him. Thank you. And we have a praise report in some ways. In other ways, it's a suffering situation, but a praise report. Wednesday evening, on the way home, mile and a half from the house, and all of a sudden we look up and here comes this three-point buck just bouncing across the road. And we were able to get in the other lane a little bit, but when we did, he hit the right front of the car and it's gone. That's the bad news. The good news is the airbag didn't come out. Because if that airbag would have come out in her current condition, it might have startled her or caused some injuries, and we're grateful for that. But it's sad. It's been a good car, 210,000 miles, and everything works and it looks new. But I'm thinking about Phil and Betty not too long ago. Had a tractor and trailer squeeze them into it. So things happen. The good news is we're okay, and so, and we do have insurance. I don't know what they'll do with it. I hope they don't tow it, but they might, so, oh well, such is life.